Now,
why
go to number, what?
Why do you turn it on? It's running.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
what do you want?
You
I want
on,
you to look at number 25.
I'm talking. It's kind of wasteful. Huh?
Can't read the writing at all, but it's something to do with 1959.
Well, that's a Christmas greeting, of course.
And then, God, horrible writing.
Well, he's very splashy in his work, yeah.
How did you know him?
How did we know him? Well, he was a very, very friendly, outgoing man, great big bear-like, big blonde fellow, who traveled all over, everywhere, with his portfolio of work and showing it to everybody and getting shows. And he was very good at it. And he came to see us, and we exchanged graphics with him, I think, and that was his Christmas card. This is the second one here, number 26, too, I think. Another Christmas card.
Uh-huh.
And whenever he'd come by, he'd always give us a graphic. Insist on it. There's one with a birdcage. Do you have that?
Uh-uh.
I wonder who's got that.
Is it big?
Yeah, great big thing.
Really?
Of a birdcage, lavender. Crazy colors. I had the feeling that he was impressed or liked the colors of the paint of Nolde, and you see it much of his work, I think.
But you knew them rather late in the 50s, late 50s.
He was from Frankfurt, but he floated around. He was everywhere.
Did you know him earlier than that?
I don't know. Might have met him somewhere at a party.
Did Anna know him? Did you meet
him?
Oh,
yes. She carried his work in her drawers in her gallery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she gave an exhibition of his work, but she carried his work.
Because he is mentioned as one of the forerunners of new techniques in lithography.
Really? In a major book on lithography, the history of lithography, Christian Cook is in there as being a great innovator.
Unbelievable. It's just so phenomenal here. And then this is a show. This is just a regular work on Christian Cook. And this is sort of the same type of design.
He did very big things, in fact, with paintings.
Really? Also? Were they lithographs?
But in lithos, yeah.
Really?
Well, big, as big as papers you could get, I guess.
Because it said in 57, he was in Hamburg, he was also in Köln, he was also in the Frankfurter Kunstverein, and in Zimmergalerie Frank.
Yeah.
In 57.
Uh-huh.
And he was in 56, he was part of the 4th International Biennale of Contemporary Color Lithography and the Cincinnati Art Museum.
Uh-huh.
So, did you, what was the Frankfurter Kunstverein like?
Well,
it's mentioned sometimes, but you don't talk about it. It's not a gallery, it's a museum, or is it a
cooperative,
or what is it?
Both big cities have a Kunstverein,
which is like
art
a society.
Which
art society? Well, yes and no. It was a museum too that
showed artists,
but it was run by the people
of the city.
By the artists
patrons
themselves,
of art.
Or
no.
patrons
ran it, and to be in a shown in a Kunstverein was important. Oh yes.
Didn't Darmstadt have a Kunstverein, Paul? Sure.
Kunstverein. Well, Kunstvereins, were they run by the city or private enterprises or what? Because there's the Darmstadt Secession was the Kunstverein Darmstadt. And it was city sponsored, definitely. They gave them
the
money and the big buildings and all that.
Sure.
When did we first know Krupp, this little graphicer? We met him through Hannah's gallery, is that it? We also showed him Simmer Gallery Front. Have you seen him there? Yeah.
Okay. He seems rather...
Oh, I thought he was Frankfurter.
I don't know where he's from. He's from Hamburg, and then he came out of Frankfurt.
Hamburg and then Frankfurt, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever visit the Kästner Gesellschaft in Hamburg?
Oh, many times.
What was that place like? Who ran it and how
Well,
did you know?
By Herr Kessner.
Yeah?
Was his gallery.
Uh-huh.
Kessner Gesellschaft. Wasn't Kessner Gesellschaft a private gallery? Sure. He's a very prominent dealer.
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed.
In Hamburg.
So, in Hamburg?
Mm-hmm.
Hamburg?
Let me see.
That's Dusseldorf.
Hanover.
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 Yes. Kessner Gesellschaft. That was a gallery, but it was a museum gallery, and Daddy had a show there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think. God, I can't remember.
Well, I would look at a map, and you could probably tell me what the major art institute of that town is in every single one. Interesting. Okay. All right. Very good.
I'm sorry, it was not private. It was Kessner Gesellschaft was a city-run thing. Just like the Secession, I think.
So there was nobody called Kessner?
No, I think not.
Who are you thinking of then?
If you Ketterer? Said it was Hanover.
Are you thinking of Ketterer?
No. Kessner Gesellschaft was Kessner Society. Is it Art Society? Museum.
Okay. Prominent art museum. Not privately run.
Modern. No nonsense about anything else.
Really?
Yeah. I show the latest and the best.
Okay, now you knew Hans Kuhn.
Yes.
And here we have I haven't photographed it, but here we have a Christmas card from 1951.
Well, that you took out of my photo album.
Right.
And he came by our house and he visited us.
Uh-huh. So do I have anything? Do I have anything on him? Besides,
he was prominent in forming the group of artists in Berlin who exhibited everywhere. The Berlin group. Maybe it's called the Berlin Secession. I don't know what.
There's a big book on him. Fritz Baumgart wrote this book on him. And here's a picture of him with Ludwig Schutz and Karl Hofer and Ernst Schumacher and Karl Hartung and Kuhn. Which one's Kuhn? Kuhn is with Hat, so that must be Kuhn. Or is that Kuhn? 53.
Now tell me who's who?
I don't know.
Start again.
Karl Ludwig Schutz.
Schutz, that's...
You know him?
No.
Okay, with Karl Hofer.
That's probably Hofer. That's Schutz and Hofer, yeah.
Okay, Ernst Schumacher? You know him?
No.
Karl Hartung?
That's Karl Hartung?
And then...
That's Kuhn?
And then Kuhn's alone. That must be Kuhn.
Yeah.
Because Schutz is...
The other hat. Are women.
Mm-hmm. And here's a Künstlerbund Jury Cologne in 1952.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Ludwig Gies. Did you know him?
No.
Adolf Hartmann? Ernst Schumacher. Edvald Matere was there.
Ewald Matere. Ewald.
Joseph Fassbender?
Yeah, I knew him.
Bernard Heiliger?
Yes, I knew him.
Eric Heckel? Can't see him. George Meistermann?
We knew him. Sure, we knew him.
Gerhard Marx?
Well, sure, he's a great sculptor, but I never met him.
Max Kaus.
I knew him. Edwin Scharf.
And Hans Kuhn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was Max Kaus this architect that you visited? No. That was Kraus.
No, Kraus was, I guess, an artist or something. I don't know. Those were as much political groups as anything else, political artists, and we had nothing to do with that.
Uh-huh. Okay, it says here, that Kuhn, it doesn't say where he exhibited. Oh well. So how did you know Kuhn?
Well, we just knew of him and he came to see us once. Anyone who comes to Frankfurt goes to see Hannah in her gallery.
Uh-huh.
And of course they want to show there, and I don't know if Hannah ever showed him or not. I kind of doubt it. She in fact just select her own artists.
Okay. Now, Josef Liesler, his pieces are, you know, 81.
He's from Prague.
Right. 81 and 94.
You have nothing on him at all?
Well, that he's Czech and that he lives in Prague and he's from Vidolice.
He's from what?
Some town called Vidolice. Vidolice.
Oh,
anyway, it doesn't say.
He was the professor at the Kunstakademie in Prague.
Uh-huh.
And I visited him in the 60s. Let's see, 68, 67, 66.
Okay, one of those pieces, the one we call the Big Head.
Yeah.
Grosser Denkerkopf was done in 65.
Uh-huh.
And the other one called Beatrix Viva Maria, number 81, was done in 67.
Where is 81? Well, 81 and what else?
The Grosser Denkerkopf.
There's the Denkerkopf.
No, that's Beatrix. That's Beatrix.
Oh, that's Beatrix. And where's the other one?
94.
Oh.
It's this
next
big
page.
Yeah, this one here.
Here, yeah, that's a big one.
Now, did you purchase these or did you get them through?
They were given to me.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you said this was this the last trip you took to Prague or was it the first?
I think at no time did I ask for anything or did he give me anything. He came to see us in Frankfurt, in Darmstadt, and brought them to us. So,
after
as a gift.
After 68?
Six, seven
was when the you left.
66, 67, 68. I saw him I saw him twice. I was in correspondence with him for 3 years to get that graphic show out.
Mm-hmm.
And at no time did he give me anything in Prague. But when he came to see me in Darmstadt, he brought these with him.
So that must have been after you finished working, or did he come in between?
It must have been in between.
The one was done in 67 and the other was done in 65, so it could have been, it had to be 67. Or
yes. And he also gave me some small graphics, but God knows where they are.
Were they of different artists?
No, small things that he did, a lot of little small things. They're in an envelope somewhere. Mm. They're in these boxes, which we haven't even opened, and we should come
you
across.
You have boxes of things not open? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Don't give me these horrors. I'm going to have to bring my computer down here. Okay. Now, Wilhelm Loth, number 44.
Well, Wilhelm Loth was a very fine sculptor who lived in Darmstadt, and then he lived somewhere. He taught in...
It's this drawing right here. Now, it said Sylvester. Isn't Sylvester something to do with New Year's?
Sylvester, yeah, that's Sylvester is Christmas, New Year's time. We probably had a party at our house, and he brought it over.
Yeah, it said Sylvester greetings from Wilhelm and Anneliese Loth.
That would be New Year's greetings, huh?
And then it says 41.8/9.5, but it had to be after 1948 because that's when he married Anneliese Loth. I found that out.
Oh, this was done in the 50s when we lived in...
In Darmstadt?
Darmstadt,
really?
Sure.
Okay. Any idea of a date? No?
Say, Paul, when Loth the sculptor gave us this lovely drawing, wasn't he living in Darmstadt? That's it. He came over for dinner and he brought that as a gift. And we were living in Prince Regentenstrasse then? Or up in the... So that would be in 64, 65.
Palaswiesenstrasse.
Palaswiesenstrasse. Well, we moved... Yeah, we moved there in 64. So it would be 64, 65, around there. We invited him over for dinner. Well, it might have been New Year's time.
Well, it must have been. He calls it Sylvester. Greetings.
Yeah. Sylvester, is that New Year's greetings, isn't it?
Sylvester greetings, that's New Year's greetings, isn't it? So it must have been in the winter.
Yeah. I always wanted to buy a bronze of his. He made some beautiful sculpture, but I just never got around to it.
Some of his pieces are rather... Yeah, I have some. He had an exhibit in 76 in Leverkusen Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's good.
He's in all the big books on... See? For example.
Oh, uh-huh. Classic gespritzter torso. Gespritzter stretched, huh?
Mm-hmm. Is it a fine sculpture?
Yeah.
There's a lot of books out on him. Okay. So you think 1964, 65, Darmstadt. Thank you. Okay, now look at number 69. Makatans. Right there, that little girl on your left.
Oh, Makatans.
How did you know him? And
well, he lived on Bodensee.
Uh-huh.
I said Kampendonk, didn't I? It was Makatans.
Or no, it says Cut. He lived in Bodensee. It says here, Kattenhorn Bodensee.
Yeah.
He stayed in Dusseldorf Academy, went to Holland and Italy to study. Does basically figurative landscapes, flowers,
yeah,
and
yeah,
portraits.
Oh, when I was on Bodensee, I met him, and I guess I bought that from him, or he gave it to me. I don't know which.
You know what year that was?
Oh,
I have no
dear
idea when that was done. Or
the model is when the Olympics are over.
When did I go to Bodensee? It was 47? 48? 47? Summer of 47. Wasn't it? What did the picture say?
What was he again? Tall, good-looking man?
Yeah. Dark hair, good-looking man.
Okay, it must have been. It says Heckel, 47.
Yeah.
Summer
47. That's when Hannah and I drove down to Bodensee. Yep. Made a big tour. She was looking for artists for her gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And was making contacts.
Okay. That is, believe it or not, Jarmila Maranova again. Same one that did the Kafka portrait.
Really?
And it says, Virginia and Paul, Jarmila Maranova, February 1964.
Well, isn't that nice?
So it must have been a gift.
Yes, I guess so.
But,
well,
probably in Darmstadt or Hofheim.
Either there, yeah, because we entertained her. Maybe she even stayed over with us, I don't know.
Okay.
You, this was 36 and you said 15?
Also number 15 is, that's the Kafka portrait. But
oh,
that was also in that show. This is she was also in that Czech graphic show.
Uh-huh.
But you don't remember actually getting that.
This is 64.
No, that one isn't. That's 67.
67. Well, sure, and the show was sent over for 68.
But would you have gathered that? Do you remember gathering that?
Either I did or Hannah did. I probably did, sure. No, I sent the show, so I must have sent it separately from Germany to him.
It says, for dear Ginny. It was definitely to you as a gift.
Yeah, this one, the Kafka one.
Uh-huh. Probably though in Darmstadt.
See, the most of the graphics were from Prague. I bought 107 in Prague and paid for them. And then there was a cliffhanger with the Russians coming in when I didn't know whether they'd get out or not.
Mm-hmm.
But they were sent directly to Oregon. And this must have sent separately. If it's in the catalog.
Mm-hmm. If it's the same one. She's in the catalog, and it's called Kafka's Portrait,
well,
so I'm assuming it's
sure,
the
that's
same.
Kafka, my gosh, yes. So maybe Hannah sent that to him. I don't know.
Maybe he just included it on his own.
Maybe she sent it to him, but
uh-huh.
Anyway.
Gift of
mine. Yeah, he might have bought it. Well, if it was made in 68, like 67, he said. Well, then he didn't have a chance to see it, so I guess I must have sent it to him. I don't really know.
Okay.
I'm just glad it was in the show.
Okay, now look at number 91.
Oh, the cow. My little Bataray cow.
That was done in 1946. Do you remember how you got it?
Well, you the photo of it with Hannah holding it at his home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the date of that?
Probably 46, 47.
No.
Say 48 or 47?
Well, could have been the fall of 47.
Mm-hmm.
I visited him many, many times. 48, 49, 50, 51, 50. Every year I seem to go up there to see exhibitions. And shows when I was going over and see him. And I bought that Ligny cow, and then another time I bought the round one.
Ligny cow, and then there's Ligny cow at a sprint, which is a round one.
The round one. And then I bought two standing cows.
But those you sold, right?
Which I sold.
That's Hartung.
Yeah.
Is it number 91 and number 127. So, this one here.
Yes. I guess I got that a year later, maybe. When was that made?
47.
It was made in 47?
Mm-hmm. The other one was made in 46.
Oh. Oh, okay.
What?
Then I got one in 47 and one in 48 and then another cow and then another cow and then some graphics and...
Okay.
He had to have the cows made and cast in Wiesbaden.
Okay, now the graphics by Monterey. Number 120. Not back. Is that right? Yeah, 120.
Yeah, here. Oh, it's a nice one. I always love that.
Nachtliche Weide, they call it. Fünf Kühe, either one. That was done in 1931.
Oh.
So that's very early. Do you know when you first got it, maybe?
Ooh, there.
Did you think you purchased it?
Yeah, sure. It was very difficult to get graphics from him because he didn't have too many.
Could you have gotten it through Hannah, or...?
No, I always got these directly from him when I would visit him.
Mm-hmm. So, anywhere between 1947 and
1950. Yeah. 53 or so. When did I get the ones that I sent to Una Johnson? Do you have any dates on that? The other cow? The horse, rather, or the whatever it was?
Yeah.
What's the
Siphon de Fer? That was done in 54.
Uh-huh. Well, then I must have gotten it in 55 or so, huh? That Fer. And I might have gotten this at the same time. I had this earlier, though, and then I had another one.
Yeah, the other one is number 61. Called Q-Invent.
Yeah.
It's green and gray.
Well, this one. Uh-huh.
That was done as early as 1928.
Whoa, boy, I was lucky to get that, huh?
So what do you think, how you got that one?
I don't know. Paul, these graphics of the cows that I brought back, did I get those from Monterey directly? Or from my visits up there, or did I get them when I made collections for Una Johnson? I got them before that, didn't I? Because I had these in my home, I could show them to Una Johnson and tell her how important it was for her to get his work.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. So, middle 50s.
Earlier 50s.
Early 50s. Well, when I got the horse, I also got the cows, which I sent to her. It was all from one visit.
What kind? Bronze cows or?
No. The green graphic of the horse.
Uh-huh.
And I got that at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
So, and as you said, it was made in 54, so I either visited her in him in 54 or later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have here Monterey's book. Did I give it to you? I think I did. It has photos of his sculpture and graphics.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have everything.
It didn't have everything.
No, I found a better book that had everything.
Uh-huh. And I don't have it here anymore, do I?
No.
Okay. Oh, have you had sort of a figure with ribs?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like some of the stuff people did in Mannheim, some of the artists there. Oh.
It's the Mucha.
Yeah. Well, you have all that.
You
that
say
was in a Bauhaus Mappa.
Uh-huh. And you purchased that from which gallery?
The Bauhaus Mappas I got in Berlin, didn't I? The Bauhaus Mappas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gallery Rosen.
That's right.
Gallery Rosen, Berlin.
Any dates?
Well, my first trip to Berlin was
your
47.
Now, you had here approximately 52 for some reason. 1950. Did you take later trips there, too? No?
Yes, I've been to, was to Berlin several times. But
do you think you purchased that on your first one?
So.
Okay, 47, I'll play.
47, yeah.
So you knew all about the Bauhaus then?
I knew of the Bauhaus. I didn't know enough, I can tell you that. I wasn't taught. Germany was not well covered at all in our art training at Yale. Got a good dose of French, but not enough of German.
Contemporary French, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up to Matisse, I would say.
Right. Okay. All right, look at number 19. So did you buy that in a bookstore, you said, or you?
I think so, yes. In the center of the city was a very fine bookstore, and the art center told me that if I wanted to see more graphics to go there, because I wanted to bring back some books as well, art books, and they had some graphics there. So I bought everything.
In 1968, that was made in 67.
Yeah, in 68, everything appealed to me.
Uh-huh. You had no idea the name or anything.
No, I just bought what looked nice. I wanted to bring back something. Also, you know, to go into Prague at that time, you had to change money and give dollars for their money, and you had to spend that money. You could not change it back to dollars. So I just was buying like everything in sight about jewelry.
Now, he was also in the contemporary print show.
Uh-huh. What was his name again?
Yaroslav Novak.
Jeepers, maybe I even knew him. I don't know. I visited a couple of artists in their homes, in their studios.
But you almost sure you bought it in the bookstore?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, that Pechstein.
Yeah,
well, I got that from Pechstein himself.
Purchase, or was it a purchase?
It was a purchase, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have very many things, and I said, please, I want something from you.
And that was done as early as 1918. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea when you got it, or when you saw him?
It was 1947.
Also? Okay.
Well, wait a minute. I had two trips to Berlin. Once I went with Americans. I visited Schmidt-Rottluff. I don't know if I was with Hannah or not. I think I was not with Hannah when I visited Pechstein and Hofer.
Mm-hmm.
That was my very first trip. Went with Hannah later, I think.
But how would you have gotten an introduction to Pechstein without...
Oh, you just stole. I just went to Holfer's house, that's all. No one had a phone. No one has anything. You just get the address and go.
In those days, you probably could have, and they would have been glad to see
us. Yes, they were always glad to see us, because we generally came bearing gifts.